In Psalms chapter 69 and verse 19, David said, "Bless the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." David also reminds us to forget not all of his benefits, all of his benefits. He doesn't give us a half load. He loads us up with all of his benefits. The most precious of all of his benefits is that he forgives all of our iniquities. Another precious benefit is he heals all of our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies our mouth with good things. Our youth is renewed like the eagles. David said, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits?" David's response was to daily praise the Lord, to daily read his word. He says, "I meditate on the word day and night." There are many things that God does for us every day. Every morning when we wake up, he gives us our breath. He gives us the heartbeat. He gives us a sound mind to conduct our business during the day. But God is not the only one that does some daily things. Jesus instructs us in Matthew the 6th chapter, pray like this: "Give us this day our daily bread." Can God give us daily bread? If not, he would have told us so. It was while the children of Israel was in the wilderness that God provided a table of bread every day. Each and every day, God rained down food from heaven. The people were to partake of it every day. They were not to leave any for tomorrow, because tomorrow, God was going to do the same thing. Every day, fresh. Every day loading them up with the food from heaven. He'll do the same thing with us. Like David said, daily loads us with benefits. When I read the scripture, I find that they were things that Jesus did on a daily basis. Daily, he says, "I sat teaching with you in the temple." Daily, God added to the church such as would be saved. And the Bible says in Acts 2:46, they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. And when Paul was preaching to those in Thessalonica, the Bible says they received the word with all readiness of mind and search the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Paul told the Hebrews, "But exhort one another daily while it is called the day." In Romans chapter 1 and verse 9, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer." He told the Corinthians, "Now I pray to God that you do no evil." Paul told the Ephesians in chapter 1 and verse 16, "I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." To the Philippians, Paul says, "Always, in every prayer of mine, for you all, making requests with joy." to the Colossians, Paul says, I give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Paul wrote to Timothy and said, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. And to Brother Philemon, he says, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayer. We are to pray daily. We are to daily take up our cross and follow him. We are to be crucified daily. We are to die daily to ourselves, to the world, and the world to us daily. Under the Old Testament covenant, the people of Israel was to bring a sacrifice, a living sacrifice, without spot or blemish. The sacrifices which they brought to the high priest were to be living sacrifices, not a sacrifice that had died from a disease, not a sacrifice that had died as a result of a wild beast tearing him apart. They were not to bring roadkill, as it were. They were to present to the high priest a living sacrifice. That was under the old covenant. Under the new covenant, Paul told the Romans, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. When David asked the question, What shall I render to God for all of his benefits? The words of Paul echoes into my mind. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. A reasonable service for all the benefits that God has rendered unto us. Daily he loads us up with benefits. Daily we present our bodies a living sacrifice. Not roadkill, but a body that's alive, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I'm going to stop the lesson right here. I know that I could have added some of the things that we do daily in the natural, such as eat, sleep, bathe ourselves, go to work, take care of our families. These are things that we do in the natural daily. But there are some spiritual things that we need to do, such as praying, reading the Word, praising God, worshiping Him. We need to praise and worship Him every day.